This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yomis. We're learning Mesachas Gittin, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Barishayna, at first, Haya Oisa Bezdin, the Baal would establish a Bezdin, B'makam Acher, elsewhere, not in front of the Shleach who was sent to bring the get, or in front of the woman, Umevatlai, and he can be Mevatel the get before the get reaches the woman. This din that he could be mevatel in front of a bezin, Smachlokis Amaram, according to Rav Nachman, it was a bezin of two, even though a bezin stam is of three, but we do find two is called a bezin, and for this it's sufficient, according to Rav Sheshes, you need three. Hiskin Rabin Gamliel, Ram Gamliel was Masakin, Ram Gamliel Hazakin, Shlo Yu Eisen Kain, not to do this, to be mevatel again, not in front of the Shliach, Ibnei Tikkun Olam. Because of Tikkun Olam, some explain in the Gemara, Takanas Mamzerim, because the Takala could be, if he's Mevatel Geb B'Makam Acher, maybe the Shliach won't know, and she'll marry with the Ged, and the children will be Mamzerim. Some say because of Takanas Agunois, because by being Matriach the Baal to go, to send the Shliach, to go to the Shliach to be Mevatel, he won't try to do that, and he'll divorce the wife, and this way, she won't be in Aguna. At first, the Baal would write in the get his name and the name of his wife and the name of the cities, the way they're called where the get was written, even though their names may be different where they live. V'hiskin Ram Gamliel Azakin, Gamliel Azakin enacted Shehei Koisev to write Ish Ploini, such and such person, V'chol Shem Sheyeshlai, and whatever name he has, Isha Ploinis, a certain woman, v'choshem sheyeshla, and any name that she has, v'mnei tikkun olam, so that they won't come to Yimotzi Laz that she wasn't divorced, because this is not her name, or this is not the name of the city, so they would write v'choshem sheyeshla. Mishnah Gemma, in amana nefras, a widow cannot collect her ksuba minichse yisoymim from the estate of yisoymim, ela b'shvua, only with an oath, that she did not accept anything from her ksuva previously. Nimnu Bezdin refrained milahashbia from making her swear, because since she puts in efforts for the Yisaimim, she would rationalize and swear falsely that she didn't accept anything, even though she did accept, because she thinks whatever she took is just a tip for what she did for the Yisaimim. Hiskin Ram Gamliel Zakin, Gamliel Zakin made a takana, Shatehe Noideras la Yisaimim Kamashi Yerzu, that she can make a nether to the Yisrael whatever she wants. Instead of swearing, she would make a nether. She would say, I asked her such and such fruit if I accepted anything. V'goyev ksubas and collect her ksuba, because the fear of making a nether was more to them than a shvua. Ho'edim chosmen on a get. Edim sign on a get. This is going to Rabbi Elazar, that edim asira karti, that's the edim that see the delivering of the get, that renders it a get. They sign on him and they take an oilam, because of a rectification for the world, we're afraid maybe the Edei Mesir will die, and this way you have Edei Chasima. Some explain in the Gemara this could fit in even according to a mayor, that Edei Chasima, what the Mishnah is saying is that at first they would not write their names, and it was hard to know who they were, and therefore they were Masakin, they would write their names explicitly, so if they would need to, we could find them. Hillel Hiskin Prusbel Mimnei Tikkun Olam. Hillel was Masakin a Prusbel, because of Tikkun Olam, Hillel saw that people refrained from lending to each other out of a fear that maybe they wouldn't be able to collect the debt because of Shemitah. So Hillel created the institution of Prusbel, which allows someone to collect the debt even despite Shemitah. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.